Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
Good luck!
And if you are tired of feeling alone in your job search, all you need is one connection to find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Do not go it alone in your job search. Instead, visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And we here at the Odd Couple and Fox Sports Radio want to thank Express Pros for being the official employment agency of tonight's Fox Sports Radio NFL draft coverage. Do not miss draft night live tonight, an hour from now, right here on Fox Sports Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, throughout the entire first round of the draft. The insider, Jay Glazer, the former Arizona Cardinals GM, Greg Keim, College Football Hall of Famer, LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and analysis to every first-round pick. That's tonight, an hour from now, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, which is presented by Express Pros. And that, of course, means tonight we're only on for 60 minutes. So let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's up? I do my best work in 60 minutes. Let's go, Chris Broussard.
Let's do it.
I didn't say 6 seconds. I said 60 minutes. What's wrong?
Oh my God, Rob! My gosh, Rob!
I never should have done that. I never should have done
that.
That's
so good.
We're going to be using this for years to come. I just want you to know that. My God!
All right.
How are you, Chris? All good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Looking forward to what a night of sports, right? the NFL draft. You got the Lakers Nuggets, two other NBA games. So
I saw good pictures night. Of Detroit too. It's all set up for the draft. All the
where is the draft? In Detroit. Where is it?
I don't know. It's in like I saw pictures of it. It's like an open theater somewhere downtown, okay. Chris. Okay. But it's nice.
I'm pictures, sure.
It looks like the city has done a great job. You know, this is big. You know, Detroit, Chris, because you went there a long time covering the NBA. Yeah. But if you would have said 20 or 25 years ago that Detroit would be hosting the NFL draft and the stuff that's happened, you know, in the city, you wouldn't believe it because you remember where it was.
Man, look, it all started with Dan Campbell. I mean...
Campbell. Oh, God. No, I thought you meant. What was I thinking of? Dan Gilbert. I'm sorry. You know, like, Chris, the one thing I'll say about Dan Gilbert is I'm going to say it. He is, you know, he's from Detroit, but he invested in the city. And the thing that I love is that he doesn't just buy property and sit on it like a lot of people do. He immediately starts to build, and he's built all this stuff downtown Detroit. In fact, is it General Motors? One of the auto companies, Chris, is moving out of the Rensen and moving into one of his buildings. So that's why I give Dan Gilbert credit for following through. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get it started, Rob. We got the Odd Couple crew in effect. The super producer, Rob G, is out, but Ryan Bershinger in his place doing his thing. We've got DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos. You just heard him a moment ago, Steve DeSager.
Hey, Steve.
With the updates. And we don't have any Elijah Sabunia tonight, right?
Yeah.
No, I think he's getting ready for the draft.
I was hooked in and nothing happened, so I think he's doing on draft.
Yeah.
All good.
Okay, well, Rob, let's get to it. And this happened last night while we were on the air. The number one seed at Boston Celtics, number one seed in the entire league, they won 64 games this year, won the Eastern Conference by a whopping 14 games, had a historic, only the fifth team ever to win their regular season games by an average of 11 points a game. And so a fantastic season. And here they go against the eighth seed, not only the eighth seed at Miami Heat, Rob, but an eighth seed at Miami Heat that is missing its best player, Jimmy Butler, who's out with injury. And last night in Boston, not in Miami, not when they're up 3-0, not even 2-0. In Boston, game number two, they lose. 111-101, Miami wins it. And Rob, I got one question for you. Was this something, a big deal? Or nothing?
Chris, they were 14.5-point favorites in Vegas. I'm just giving you the odds. And they lost by 10. So that's a, what is that, 24.5?
Huge upset.
Yeah, huge. Okay, so, but I'm going to say no big deal. And they should win that game. It's ridiculous that they lost the game. But we've seen this before from this Celtics team with Tatum and Brown. Chris, last year, don't you remember when the Sixers came into game one in Boston with no Embiid and they let Harden beat them? Do you remember that?
Yep. I mean, that's right.
So they've done this before, and I don't know what it is that they can't focus. And let's be fair, I don't expect them to win every game to the finals. Like, people are going to lose games. If everybody won like that, it would be no fun, right? We wouldn't even be paying attention if they won every game. So they're not going to win every game, but I'm not going to panic. I'm going to say this is par for the course for this Celtics team, and for whatever reason, they lose their way sometimes and lose their focus. It might be the only game that Miami wins. In fact, I'll say it will be the only game that they win, but it does look bad, Chris, when it does happen.
I think it is something. You mentioned last year, right, Miami – they did this against Philadelphia in the second round. Guess what
Boston
also happened?
Did it against Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, Boston. Guess what else happened last year? Miami beat the Celtics in seven in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I am not predicting that Miami wins this series. I'm predicting that not only Boston wins this series, but that they win the Eastern Conference. But you know, Rob, even as I have picked Boston all year to win the East, I've been lukewarm on them. And this is why. They're a finesse team. I'm sorry. They're a finesse team. And I think the reason things like last night happened is because they're finesse. They're not a tough team. They don't scare you. They don't intimidate you. They don't put fear in your heart. Nobody's afraid to play the Celtics. They're really good.
Is that because they're a three-point shooting team, Chris?
You know what I mean? No, I think it's because they play a soft, in my view, soft brand of basketball compared to what they played under Ime Udoka. Under Ime Udoka just 2 years ago, they were tough. We saw it, Rob. What they do to Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving?
They mugged him. Matter of fact, yes. I remember Kevin Durant texting 911 after the game.
Yes. This Boston team wouldn't do that. This Boston team would try to outscore him. When Joe Mazzulla took over, it was, man, look, yeah, we're going to play good defense. And they do. But it's not the physical brand of defense that they had under Udoka. And offensively, they just want to outshoot you and drain a bunch of threes. And Miami, while undermanned, certainly less talented than Boston, is mentally tougher and they're physically tougher, even without Jimmy Butler. And last night, they did what they did last year in that series. They combined their toughness with three-point shooting. And they hit 23 threes, 23 of 43. Now, they're not going to do that. On average, right? They shot 53% from three. That's unheard of. It's happened, but only a few times. But guess what they do against this Boston team? They have nights like that, Rob. Four of the last nine playoff matchups between these two teams, Miami has shot 50% or better from three. And they won all four of those games. So my point is, look, Boston's fortunate that the Eastern Conference is in shambles.
That's what they're right.
If Milwaukee were healthy, and I know they didn't look great themselves, healthy,
they were at home and they didn't look good.
Well, even and when I'm talking about when Giannis was healthy, they were having some problems, but still, he's banged up. Philadelphia Embiid's playing on one leg, and Jimmy Butler's out for Miami. So I do think Boston will survive the East. But, Rob, their goal is not to just get to the finals. They've been there 2 years ago. It's to win it. And I think Denver or whoever comes out of the West will beat this Boston team for the reasons I just said Miami.
I think that's fair. I it's hard for me to push back. I just don't want to make a big deal about losing one game.
I agree. That happens.
But I know what you're saying about the overall – makeup of the team, how they play, and when they come up against some other teams that are more physical and will wear you down, like a Denver, right?
Yep.
That'll wear you down, Chris.
Heck, New York is won't be
will
a cakewalk
right.
for them because they play tough too.
That's another one,
if
right?
They
in the East. Could the Knicks wind up coming out of the East if Boston plays
like
this?
I'm not
like
willing
this.
To go that
no,
far.
No, no, no. I still got Boston. I'm with you. I'm not making a change, but I'm saying – could it be a sign? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say a bad day. Daddy had a bad day at the office, and that's what happened yesterday, and Miami won't win another game. Now, if Miami wins another game or so, Chris, then I'm going to have to reevaluate it because I don't think that they should without Butler.
I mean, you can argue they should have swept this series without Butler. You look, I mean, Jaime Jaquez,
but you can lose one.
A rookie.
But they lost.
I hear you. I'm not going to make a big deal. Look, when the Celtics won their last championship, Rob, in 2008, they went 7 in the first two rounds.
I remember, did they play Atlanta?
Atlanta in the first round.
I remember that series. I thought they weren't going to make it.
It was close. And they obviously ended up winning the championship. So I'm not saying. Even if this is a 6 or 7 game series, I think it might be 6. But this Boston team, Rob, that's what we're saying is this has kind of been their personality. This has kind of been their habit, right? And I don't think it's good. And so, I think they'll survive this series. I think they'll survive the East, but I don't think they're gonna win the championship. And I don't treat them, Rob, and I don't think you do either. I don't view them like a 64-win team.
Yeah, for some reason, they definitely And Denver didn't win that many games, and we know they won the championship last year, but I have way more faith in how the Nuggets, just the way that they play and do their business, Chris. No lead is safe with them. You know what I mean? You can't run them out the building or make them feel like they have no shot. I love that's a championship team right there.
And look, the other thing quickly before we go to the calls, Boston, we know Rob isn't great in the clutch, right? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, not great in the clutch. Well, you're going to have a lot of clutch minutes in the playoffs where it comes down to a tight game. And as I said earlier, they were blowing teams out all season. So that's a question mark for them as well. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Was last night's loss to the Miami Heat something or nothing for these Boston Celtics? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, a condensed version tonight, but we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, one connection's all you need for endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Do not go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That is ExpressPros.com. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Celtics lost last night to the 8-seeded Heat minus Jimmy Butler. Is that a big deal or not? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Q in Arizona. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's happening, man? Love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen. The Boston Celtics, to me, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to me. But, however, going forward, the Boston Celtics need some dogs. I'm talking about some dogs.
Right.
Some effective dogs. Like a dog like Dennis Rodman. He's a dog. And the reason why he's an effective dog, because he can get you rebounds. He can, you know, box out. He can, you know, do all the nasty things.
And I'm not saying they need Smart, but Smart was like that. I think it's they took on the personality of Mazzulla rather than Udoka. When Udoka was there, they were tougher. They had more dog in them.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
I agree. There's no doubt about it. Al in New York, you're on the iCouple.
He may might have had a little too much dog in him.
Yeah, that Chris, you might be right about that. It cost him, too. Al, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
My first call to the OC, fellas, I have been reading you for years. I admire your work. And, Broussard, please give my great friend, Slick Nick Wright, best regards from Al from White Plains. Would you please send that to him?
I will do that. Thank you.
Man, White Plains, very good. Thank you.
That's right, man. That's right. Two quick things, because I'm a Laker fan since probably before you guys were born or close. It almost reminds me, and don't get me wrong, it's not to the extent of Lakers-Celtics when I was a kid, but it's almost like the Nuggets are in their head now, where no matter what they do, they just find a way to come back and beat them. And I don't get me wrong, the Nuggets are the best team. They're the best team in the league. They're the defending champs. They got the best starting five. And it shows because whenever it's crunch time, anybody and everybody in that group – can make a big shot.
No doubt.
Well, look, when you've lost to a team, Rob, and we'll take this call. Obviously, it's not the Celtics we're talking about, but, you know, tonight's condensed show. When you lost to a team 10 straight times, Rob, and you've led them several times by double figures, including 20 in the last game, you've lost to them at home. I mean, they're going to be in your head. It's just
it's
as simple as that.
It's impossible not to be, right? I think it's impossible.
Absolutely. I'm not saying the Lakers don't think they can win, but that's another obstacle they have to overcome is, man, this team just, we can't beat them.
No doubt. 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in. It's an abbreviated show. We still, of course, want to hear from you, Chris and I. We always want your opinion. Calvin.
Go ahead.
Calvin in West Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Calvin? Man?
Ain't not much, man. Just getting off work. But I was calling in to say I don't really think it's a big deal because Miami did something that has never been done in the history of the playoffs, and that's shooting 54% from the three-point line.
Miami shot 50% or better from three. Three games last year when they played the Celtics in that seven-game series. So whether it was 53, they shot 50, 51.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like close enough, and they won those games. Now, I'm with you in that I think the Celtics will win the series, But this happens. This is not like a once in a, you know, year or two
They've
type
had success
thing.
Making yeah. threes against them.
Yeah, right.
I got you.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Calvin. Chris, were you going to say something? Because I got another
well,
call.
Go ahead. We can get the calls. Okay. Calvin.
Shaq in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Shaq?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all?
Good, well, man. Good. How are you?
I can't complain, man. About to go get these wings and watch this draft. But
there you go.
Okay.
What kind? Man, lemon pepper?
Nah, it's a Wild West. It's like a garlicky ranch.
Okay.
Kind of vibe to it at the spot okay. down here. But
sounds all right.
Yeah, I like the garlic. I'm in the garlic parmesan, Chris. You like garlic?
Yeah,
too,
I like
you?
Garlic parmesan.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the first times I had them, Rob, was at the Super Bowl in Miami when we went. You remember that at the hotel?
At the hotel?
Oh, yeah.
They had a spot at the hotel. We ate so many wings there. It was so good.
They were delicious, yeah.
But go ahead, Shaq.
All right, what you got, Shaq?
Yeah, so I think in the micro, it's not really a big deal because I think they'll win the series. But from a macro perspective, it just always seems like, man, you can't never just bet the house on the Celtics. There's always going to be something. And I think they really, like, we're going to look back in like 5 or 10 years when they don't get a championship out of this core. That Udoka move, man, is going to be the one where they're going to really.
They have no choice.
I think they had to do it. But it's
that's
just
not what
unfortunate
they wanted to do.
Yeah,
but they
right.
They
you could see, Rob. They kind of tried every right. They didn't fire him immediately.
Right, and then originally, then they realized, you know, we're not.
Yeah, it was just too bad. Yeah. They had to, but and it's unfortunate for him. I mean, it's his doing. He made his own bed. And
right,
he's in Houston, he did a good job. But
it wasn't that he can't coach. We all know he's a good coach.
Nah, he's a really good coach. Yeah, yeah.
So,
Rob, tonight. I think the Lakers, I think they get this one tonight. It's hard to say when they've lost 10 straight, but they're due. But I didn't think this would be a sweep. And if they lose tonight, I would think it's going to be a sweep.
You know what, Chris? I thought about that, like the odds of where they are and whatnot, thinking the same thing. Oh, they want, you know, the law of averages and
right.
you're coming home. And they, despite losing the two, they could have won both. So you're not feeling like... While we can't win, forget about beating them, but that we can't win. But I'm still going to take Denver because I think Denver can play better. And Jamal Murray, Chris, has not
played well.
He hasn't
gotten going, yeah.
And that's the scary part. Like, if he makes shots tonight in L.A., that's the scary because he hasn't played well.
Like, so do you feel like if they – I mean, you think they're going to win tonight, you think it's going to be a sweep?
If Denver wins tonight, I got a sweep.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the Lakers in game four if they lose this one. You know, like, you know it's over.
Yeah.
Do you even want to, I mean, a part of you
Do you
want
to go back to Denver, Chris?
Right.
You want to take
the
flight?
Not
you really
want
to go back?
Right. You know?
No, that's
play
what happens.
Play at altitude and get crushed, you know? Yeah.
Run out
yeah.
the building, right. Like.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NFL quarterback and the creator of the Kyle Sloter QB Analysis film breakdowns on YouTube. We welcome in Kyle Sloter. Kyle, how you doing?
Kyle, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you having me.
Man, yes, great sir. To have you. I really do want to talk to you because obviously quarterbacks are such a big part of this draft and most drafts. But are you with most people in thinking Caleb Williams is not only the best player in this draft, but a future superstar? And if so, why? If not, why?
Yeah, so I'm probably in the minority. I do believe that Caleb Williams goes number one overall to Chicago. I think that's probably a foregone conclusion. I'm probably in the minority that think there's probably more question marks with Caleb Williams than most people. I think that he's probably the most talented quarterback. I think he probably has the biggest arm. He's a plus athlete. You know, he obviously has the ability to scramble around, make things happen, the big play ability. The question marks for me are more so maybe unrelated to him, but I think, and I tweeted this out a while back and I got some heat for it, I think Lincoln Riley and that system that he was in kind of did him a disservice because when you watch him play, there's no congruency with how the play meshes. Being able to take a three-step drop and a hitch to go to your first progression, your second progression, to your third. We don't really see that much from Caleb Williams. And I'm going to refer a little bit to Kurt Warner, who did a breakdown on him that I watched in the last month or so, where, you know, he's halfway through this Caleb Williams film against Washington this past year, and he's like, we really haven't seen Caleb Williams play quarterback like he's going to be asked to play quarterback in the NFL. And we're in the second half of this Washington game. It's been mostly RPOs. It's been mostly him improvising after getting off of his first read and running around in circles. I think he needs to learn to play on time, play from the pocket, because that's really where you succeed as an NFL quarterback.
Right. Rob, if I may ask. A lot of people, and they've compared him to Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people will say, well, Mahomes did a lot of that and still does to some degree.
A lot
of
people didn't want Mahomes.
Downgraded. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, Patrick Mahomes is somebody that I think is more the exception than the rule. We've never really seen anything like Patrick Mahomes. That's not to say that Caleb Williams can't be that. But, you know, playing in the NFL is a little bit of a different beast. And when you watch Patrick Mahomes play, you definitely see that he's understanding what the defense is giving him, his processing speed, the speed at which his brain breaks down information and then relays that into an accurate decision. That's happening almost every single time with him, which when you watch Caleb Williams, you feel like it's more backyard football type football playing quarterback that way than it is, you know, hey, I'm going to drop back, understand that the defense is giving me cover two here. I know that I can't go to my first and second progression. I've got to speed it up to get to my third one. If I don't have him, then it's a check down to the back. So we need to see more of that. And like Kurt Warner said, it's really hard to project Caleb Williams. I don't want to be a Caleb Williams hater, but it's really hard to project him to the NFL because he didn't do many things and wasn't asked to do many things that he's going to have to do at the NFL level, which is mostly operate from the pocket, because he's a good athlete, but in the NFL, he's not going to be the same type of athlete, and he's not a Lamar Jackson. He's not a Kyler Murray. So he's going to have to rely more on delivering from the pocket, I believe.
So where were you on Trevor Lawrence? I mean, all they did was say he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Oh, my God, he's the second coming of Andrew Luck and all these other things. And where were you before he was drafted? What did you think? And what do you think of where he is now? And I could say the same, and maybe not in the same vein, but Sam Darnold, a lot of people were excited about him, and he hasn't panned out.
Yeah.
Where were you on Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, you know, at that point in my career, I was in my third or fourth year. I believe I was either still with the Vikings or I was with Chicago.
So you weren't doing this yet, okay.
No, I wasn't quite doing it yet, so I don't really have a comment to make on what I saw from him in college. I only saw the games that I watched on TV, and from there it's kind of hard to break down. I heard all the hype of, you know, he's the best quarterback since Andrew Luck. Wouldn't be able to give an accurate statement on that, so I won't. I'd probably also give a biased one because he was a teammate at one point, so you know, I don't know how he compares necessarily to a Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor is making positive strides. I think Sam Darnold was one that, and here's another thing. Sam Darnold was one that, hey, if he doesn't go to the Jets and he's not in that situation, we've seen the Jets, it's really hard to succeed as a quarterback in that system. We put a lot of the flack on Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson, and it's hard to accurately portray what they would be elsewhere, but I don't think they got a lot of help in those systems, and I think Caleb Williams is going to a similar type of situation with a limited knowledge of how to play the quarterback position, because frankly, I don't think it's his fault. I think he just wasn't taught how to play quarterback, where you have to get up to the line in a split second, make a decision of, hey, I need to change my protection to cover this blitz. I don't like this look versus zone, so I have to change this to another play because it's a man beater. There's so many things that he's going to have to do that he was not asked to do at USC. And it's not to say he can't pick it up in a timely fashion to be ready to start day one. It's just going to be an uphill battle. And I hope he can do it and becomes everything that everyone says he can be.
But this, here's my only issue with this is every quarterback who fails is because of the system or the coach or the organization. I just think that that's too easy of an excuse. People didn't want Joe Burrow to go to Cincinnati, Chris, right? What'd they say? Don't go there. Oh, it's a terrible organization. Blah, 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 blah. They haven't won a playoff game since Moby Dick was a guppy. All this guy did was go to the Super Bowl his second year. Can a quarterback make a difference on a team and change a team with his ability? And I get it. Everything's not going to be great. Yeah. The reason you're a top pick is because the team was bad. That's the way everybody.
No, absolutely. And I think it's that's very true as well. It's definitely I said this when Zach Wilson was coming into the league as well, because they always had us when we were sitting in those quarterback meeting rooms right before the draft, they would ask us to rank our quarterbacks in order. I believe I was with the Bears then. And I was one that I didn't think that his game would necessarily translate. So do I think the Jets gave him a lot of help? Absolutely not. But I do think that Zach Wilson probably was a more highly touted quarterback coming out of college than he should have been.
Okay. That's fair. So that's fair.
Let me ask you this before you go. What quarterback do you think is the best in this draft? I quickly want to ask you about J.J. McCarthy as well.
Yeah, so the quarterback that I think is the best in this draft is Jaden Daniels. And for me, the reason I say that is because a lot of these guys, when you're everybody in the draft is a question mark. And nobody's a sure thing just because they've never played this level of football. They've never been asked to have this level of responsibility. And I think that the one thing that separates Jaden Daniels from everybody else, although I do think he's a great passer of the football, I think you do see in games where he goes through his progressions. He didn't turn the ball over. He's very careful with it. But the one thing that I think separates him from everyone else in this draft at the quarterback position is his athleticism. I think he's explosive. They say that if he had run the 40, that he would have been a 4.3 guy as well, low 4.4 guy maybe. I think that when you're a quarterback that is learning to play in the NFL and the speed that you see with the pass rush, the different kinds of defenses and the intricate defenses that you're going to see, the one thing that can bail you out is your athleticism and your ability to get out of the pocket, move around. They're less likely to blitz you and pressure you if they know that, hey, Jaden Daniels can rip off 40 yards if we pressure him and we misfit a gap. So I do think that he has that slight advantage over everyone else, being able to run around, create time. And I also think that he's a better passer than what people give him credit for.
All right, so quick, the guy that's been moving up, it seems like at least the mock drafts, is J.J. Mm-hmm. McCarthy. It seems like a little bit of the opposite of what you said about Caleb, right? He's an on-schedule guy, and that seems to be a la Brock Purdy or that type of thing, and that seems to be why a lot of teams all of a sudden like him. What are your thoughts on McCarthy and him being the NFL type of quarterback?
Yeah, you know, for me, I said this, I think, 2 days ago. I'd watched two games at the time. I'd watched another game recently. In those two games, I don't really understand the hype, to be honest with you. To me, I think he's a fine quarterback, but I think he's a round two quarterback. I think he's got a good, not great arm. His accuracy was all over the place in the two biggest games of his career. And I think that if you're a big time player, you show up in the playoff game and the championship. He was making his receivers have to stretch out for balls over the middle, something that his receivers in the NFL are not going to like very much, getting hit in the body. I guess now he can't get hit in the head, but it's not something that receivers want to run across the middle and feel like their quarterback's not going to put it on them. So I felt like his accuracy was a little bit spotty. And then there was an instance in the Ohio State game where I know Jim Harbaugh, he's a pro-style quarterback. He's a guy that he sent in a play that is only good versus man-to-man. And if we don't have this, I've seen this play run 1,000 times. We're expecting man-to-man on the 5-yard line against Ohio State. We've done our film study. And if we don't get man-to-man, then we are sending in a second play where J.J. McCarthy is supposed to go kill, kill, or alert the call to a zone call. and it's very clearly zone, has all the tells of zone. He runs it anyway. The corner busts on Ohio State. He doesn't stay in his zone and ends up being a touchdown when it should have maybe been a pick six. So I think that there's probably some processing that he – let's keep this in mind with J.J. McCarthy. He has not been asked to do very much.
Right.
I think that's the most alarming thing for me.
That
he rode the back.
We got to run. Great stuff, man. Yep. We appreciate the breakdown.
Thanks
Have
for
fun
your honesty,
tonight.
Too. Thanks for your honesty.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having
me. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, one connection is all you need for endless job opportunities. That connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. We want to thank Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's NFL draft coverage tonight. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every single first-round pick. You do not want to miss it. It starts here in about 9 minutes.
Wow.
To be exact, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
That's why they're kicking
throughout
us off.
The first round of the draft, right, live, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And the iHeartRadio app is all presented, of course, by Express pros. And are you doing a Shekel City tonight, Rob?
Yeah, real quick. Yep, real quick.
Two, Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Real quick, Cavaliers, best bet. I'm going to take them tonight. Also, I'm going to go with the 76ers. And I'm going to take the Nuggets, who I believe the Nuggets are getting, Chris, 1.5 points. So the Cavaliers were minus 10.5. The 76ers are minus 5.5 at home for game 3. And the Nuggets are plus 1.5 in L.A. So those are my picks. Shekel City, remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, believe it or not, we have some breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Multiple outlets reporting that the Philadelphia Eagles are giving wide receiver A.J. Brown a new 3-year extension with a guarantee of $84 million. Back to you.
Well, I think that just made him the highest paid receiver ever in terms of guarantee, right?
And he's under contract through 2029 now.
Wow. Well, they locked up Devontae Smith as well. So they got their two receivers. Obviously, they're all in on Jalen Hurts. So they got to get it done. It's a Super Bowl or bust for them over these next couple of years. In fact, if they don't have a great year, I don't know if that they have to win the Super Bowl, but if they don't have a great year, guess who's lurking, Rob? Bill Belichick.
Yep.
You know, their ownership talked to him, or front office, you know, talked to him a little or had some interest. So asked some questions about him. So we will see the pressure. The heat is on Nick Sirianni. I got the Lakers. You got the Nuggets tonight. I'm going with the Sixers in the Knicks series. I think they might even up this thing at 2 games apiece in Philly. Where are you at on that
game? I'm with you on that with Philly. I think that could happen. But definitely, I got the Nuggets tonight, Chris. I just think Jamal Murray plays way better, Chris. Coming off the big shot in game 2, coming off of that, he gets his groove back and the Nuggets roll.
All right. Well, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are about to sign off. Short and sweet, Rob.
My goodness.
Short and sweet. NFL Draft Live is coming up in a few moments. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone. Going to be a great show. So turn down your TV volume and listen to these guys. You won't be sorry. It's the Odd Couple. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace!
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.